This is Dan from Karate Cafe. You are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, where he punches your brain face with his mind fists.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Everyone knows that the home and car should have a good first aid kit. The problem is that most first aid kits on the market are created for nothing more than cuts and scrapes. They're totally inadequate for a serious problem. So what I do is I start with a good off-the-shelf first aid kit and supplement it with trauma equipment. I like to start with the Red Cross kits, and you can order them from redcross.org. And then I add things like tourniquets and quick clot. You know, under the vast majority of circumstances, you will never have to apply a tourniquet or use quick clot. You know, most people go through their entire lives and never even see a real tourniquet, much less have the need to apply one. The problem is, when you need one now, and wishing you had one could mean the death of a loved one. Here are a few reasons why I keep them in my kits. A person can bleed out in 2 minutes from an arterial cut. You know, best case, emergent services will take 5 minutes to arrive. That means, best case again, EMS arrives 3 minutes too late. If you're in a crisis situation where you need to evacuate the building or fight your way to a safe room, there's a significant chance that someone's going to get really hurt. The situation could be a fire, earthquake, tornado, or even a home invasion. Now, during a home invasion scenario, law enforcement will not enter the home immediately. It can take at least 20 minutes before they enter the home, and we've discussed cases where it was 45 before they entered the home. Emergency services will only enter the home after it has been declared safe, which can take another 10 minutes. So realistically, you're looking at between 30 and 60 minutes before you'll see a medical tech. The bottom line is that you do not flee your home or move to your safe room under good circumstances. You need to be able to treat yourself and your family until medical arrives. So I keep trauma gear such as tourniquets and quick clot in all of my emergency kits. They're in my home kit, my car, my bug out bag, and my hunting kit. You know, and come to think of it, I should probably throw a quick clot into my range bag as well. There are tons of websites where you can buy the gear and training DVDs, and I strongly recommend training. Depending upon the type, the tourniquets can cost between $10 and $25, and quick clot, which I dedicate an entire episode to, is between $10 and $15. You know, basic first aid training and CPR, as taught by the Red Cross, are critical life-saving skills. I'm a firm believer in them and strongly believe that everyone needs to take a course at least once in your life. It is a must-have for any self-defense instructor, martial arts, or firearms, and sports coaches from Little League up to college. Training costs about $50 and it takes an afternoon. Do it. I'll leave with this final note. If you do have a first aid kit, check it to ensure that you haven't used up the most common items and check the expiration dates. Replace anything marked expired and refill the kit. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and now Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. Autographed copies are available on my website, and the URL is alexhaddix.com/book. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the new Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, tips, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.